The self-titled debut album by the band Vampire Weekend attracted a lot of attention on the internet and in the media long before its January 29th digital release on iTunes. The Manhattan-based band emphasizes the contrast between its preppy onstage look and its Afropop melodies. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the group is an example of the accelerated pace of being considered cool one minute and facing a backlash the next.
Of Ivy League or prep school rock and roll stretch back at least as far as Steely Dan, whose founders Donald Fagen and Walter Becker first teamed up while attending Bard in the late 60s, and one of whose early incarnations included comedian Chevy Chase on drums. Since then, singer-songwriters from James Taylor to Loudon Wainwright III to Loudon's son Rufus have all added flourishes of entitlement, sometimes as self-deprecating satire, more often blithely as their just desserts. Vampire Weekend are four Columbia University grads who take the stage in Brooks Brothers shirts and topsiders and sing about Cape Cod weekends and dressing in, quote, bleeding madras. They have become simultaneously Manhattan's most acclaimed and most overhyped new band.
As a young girl, Louis Vuitton.
Vampire Weekend song reminded you of Paul Simon's Graceland, as well as decades of what's become known as world music. Well, these vampires have leached ideas from African pop music, Simon's brilliant use of it, and name-check another world music traveler, Peter Gabriel, in that song. The boys in Vampire Weekend are not, in other words, trying to hide anything or pass as authentic. I think it's this quality of clever transparency that's proven so charming and disarming to their young New York City audiences. Mixing Afropop guitar lines with a clipped, lurching reggae ska beat on that song, A-Punk, lead singer Ezra Koenig vocalizes plaintively. He's as upfront white bread a cultural explorer as the band's other obvious influence, David Byrne and Talking Heads. But rattling off all their influences doesn't give Vampire Weekend credit for what they bring to the music, which is a pleasing tension between the melodies and their lyrics. The song Oxford Comma is indeed a brief consideration of grammar. The title is a variation on what you may have been taught as the serial comma. Another tune, Mansard Roof, takes an architectural term to summon up memories of what went on inside old university buildings.
I see a mansard roof through the trees. I see a salty message written in the eaves. The ground beneath my feet, the odd garbage and concrete. Now the tops of buildings, I can see them too.
In the new cycle of exposure, the band posted a number of the songs on its MySpace page and built a strong following for its New York area performances. This has led to the New York Times coverage with loving descriptions of their clothes and courtly manners, which in turn, given the speed of pop culture these days, has already led to a backlash, a they're-not-so-hot reaction. But that's always what happens when a band cherished by a cult gets mass exposure. The original fans feel as though their secret has been stolen and don't like being associated with the rabble. And being above the rabble is both Vampire Weekend's least attractive trait and their greatest subject. I wouldn't want to be planning their next career move. It's going to be tricky.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the debut album by Vampire Weekend. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.